If we work with purpose, there is no work. If our purpose is greater than our pain, then we'll never quit. Purpose is so important, and the definiteness of purpose will help you get to where you want to be, or better, guaranteed. We live in a time where opportunity, options, and touches of favor are so abundant. Our tools are so powerful, and the information that we have is unlimited and accessible in a manner that never was before, regardless of your socioeconomic status. Yet, many of us feel overwhelmed, distracted, diseased, interfered with, and stretched too thin. Not because we lack ambition, but because we lack the alignment with the divine direction in which we want to be in, or the confidence and comfortability of asking for help. We have been conditioned to believe that working harder guarantees better results. But we know from experience that more effort does not always equate into more impact. So many of us are so busy working that we forget to make money, to be healthy, to spend time with our family. When we operate without intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, we burn energy, interfere with the intimate, infinite energy, and we end up chasing the noise, not the divine. When we operate with the intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, we are able and capable of harnessing the infinite energy towards the meaning that we give it in the divine direction in which we aim for. This training, which will be available to everybody, just email me, David, beloved, at D, first initial, Meltzer, servant, david@dmeltzer.com, is about shifting from reactive work to designed intention. It is about mastering the intention and the attention, the focused in a distracted world, an interfered world, a dis-ease world. It's about scaling ourselves intelligently in that infinite intelligence through leverage, through systems, and even AI-powered intention. And most importantly, it's about ensuring that our outcomes, our results that we produce actually matter. This is not about adding more to our plate. It's about clearing the plate, so that what remains truly nourishes your growth, expansion, acceleration, aggregation, and compounds the outcomes that you desire or better. When we learn to work with purpose, we do not just improve the productivity, the accessibility, and the gratitude in our lives. We elevate the impact. How to work with purpose. If you like the exercises and guides from today, david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson is choose intention over busyness. Choose intention over being busy. Busy is often inaccessible. Busy often is dis-ease. Busy often is noisy. Intention is not. We live in a world that rewards activity, not alignment. When we confuse motion with progress, we interfere with our energy without creating any, if at all, meaningful results. If we do not define our intention by what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, this dis-ease of distraction will define it for us, and we'll end up where we don't want to be, or worse, instead of where we want to be, or better. We've all have experienced seasons where our calendars were overflowing full. Our inboxes are broken because there's so much in them, and the days are interfered with, exhausting. Yet, months later, little had truly advanced. Years later, we end up quitting. Meanwhile, when we operate with clarity, with harmony, with joy, and most importantly, purpose, fewer actions produce greater outcomes. Busyness itself is a reaction. Intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, intention is a design. When we work on our purpose, we turn effort into impact and activity into achievement. I'll repeat that. When we work on purpose, we turn our effort into impact and our activities into achievement. We must define what meaningful success looks like for us each and every day according to the circumstances of the day by utilizing non-negotiable behavior that is non-circumstantial and prioritizing the circumstantial behavior and aligning the meaning of our past, of the failure, setbacks, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevances of our past with our divine direction, with where we want to be or better. We need to identify the areas where we are busy, but not productive. Where are we so busy working that we're not making any money? Do you realize that most companies, 80% of their customers would bankrupt them? Because 80% of their customers, they're just breaking even or losing money. Now, it's obvious if your customers are losing you money or if you're going out of business, but you realize if you're just breaking even on your customers, you will go out of business as well and be bankrupt. So what we need to do is get purposeful and fire the clients that we're losing money with and focus in on turning our effort in those clients that we break even with into profitable partners. Begin each day, week, month, and year by always evaluating and taking inventory of our intentional outcomes in the trajectory or divine direction of what we want and who we can help and who can help us. Knowing how the circumstances of the day reprioritize or pre-prioritize each and every one of our intentions of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe with what's planned, what's not planned, what's paid for, what's not paid for, what's negotiable, what's non-negotiable. This is how we choose intention over busyness. Know what we do, say, think, feel, and believe is aligned in the divine. If you'd like the guides and exercises from today, please just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you'd like the template on the five levels of intention, please email me for the five levels of intention. Choose intention over business, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two, block and focus. Every disease, every distraction, it interferes with or even fractures our frequency. It disrupts the size of the spectrum of the frequency, the strength of the signal, and the clarity of the message. Constant context switching reduces or interferes with the clarity, the creativity, and even our confidence. If we allow the dis-ease of our environment to control our attention, what we focus in on, we interfere with and even will end up surrendering our potential. When we juggle dozens of tabs, nonstop notifications, and back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings, our signal of that frequency becomes disparate, diseased, chaotic in its nature. We may actually feel productive, but we are interfering with the infinite power that we have, the infinite energy that we have, our infinite intelligence that we have, our infinite intuition that we have, the infinite inspiration that will get us to where we want to be or better. Our minds are the broadcasters and the receivers of intentions. Our minds will allow us to do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with where we want to be or better in a divine direction. And our minds will allow us to align the meaning of the past, the failures, mistakes, and setbacks, historical relevances, defining moments of our past. And when we clear that channel, when we tune in our focus, we strengthen that signal. We widen the spectrum and we clarify our message with confidence and comfortability. Because it's not the restriction, it is actually the amplification of our intention, of our purpose. We need to identify the distractions, the disease. We need to shift the paradigm of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? This is my intention for today, according to my non-negotiable behavior and my negotiable behavior in alignment with where I want to be or better. What am I doing to interfere with it? Categorizing it not only as negotiable or non-negotiable, but categorizing it as, is this directing me towards where I want to be or better, or is it interfering with it? We need to eliminate, automate, and delegate. I'm going to repeat that. We need to eliminate all the interference between us and where we want to be. We need to automate the systems to get us to there, to accelerate, aggregate, and compound those outcomes. Or we need to delegate to someone else so that we can focus in on the prioritized importance of our divine direction. Establish a protected daily focus zone. When we interfere with our intention, we need to not continue in that direction. We need not to go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. We need to not resist what we persist, but we simply got to stop, remind and remember and recollect with our purpose, and then roll into that divine direction. We can use AI tools intentionally to reduce the repetitive, mundane, tactical work and mental clutter that interferes with our divine direction. We can use virtual assistants and outsource help. We can use all types of software in order to facilitate, to make easy the work so that our products become our impact and the impact becomes our purpose. Use all the tools accessible to block and focus. If you'd like the guide and exercise today and the templates that are available from the 5 levels of intention to the 5 daily practices to block and focus, if you'd like that template, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 3, reclaim our source, reclaim our infinite, reclaim our energy through leverage. Our growth becomes limited or capped when our time is interfered with or bottlenecked. When we rely solely on a personal effort, we limit our expansion. We need to leverage our energy. We need to leverage it through the systems that we create, the structure that we have built, the foundation of our values and the people that surround ourselves, because we are going to be interfered with by the negativity, by the dicks in our lives. We need to remove the toxicity and utilize the positive influences through the systems and structure and values and people and AI, which will multiply exponentially and accelerate our journey and aggregate our resources that allows us to be more effective, more efficient, and more statistically successful. If we insist on personally handling everything, all of the research, all of the drafting, all of the admin, all of the strategy, we will interfere with our progress, thinking that we're perfect. When we can integrate the tools and build the systems and structures and values and people and AI, we free ourselves to an EOS, to an operating system at our highest value, so that we can use the perspective gained by gratitude and the ease gained by forgiveness and the control gained by accountability to be in spirit inspired to utilize and reclaim, lessen the distance of resistance, and utilize the infinite energy through leveraging the systems and structures and values and peoples and AI that multiplies the outcomes in which we desire or better. We are not meant to do everything. We're meant to architect the infinite, the everything. I'm going to repeat that. We are not meant to do everything. We are meant to architect the everything for everyone. When we leverage the tools intentionally, allow them to do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with our doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, we turn ourselves into an integrated platform of ideas, execution, and results. We become the integrated platform of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and inspiration. What we need to do is to take inventory of what our unique skills are, our unique knowledge, which will turn into wisdom, and align it with our desire, with our divine direction, so that our behaviors become devotional, not just disciplined. We need to identify, take inventory of the non-unique tasks, which we can automate, which we can delegate in order to facilitate the outcomes that we matter. We need to commit to integrating these tools, systems, and values, AI, into our divine direction, into what, the who, the how, the now. We need to integrate it by utilizing the triple A strategy to reclaim our energy, to leverage. The triple A strategy is to get alignment, then take action according to the tools and systems and values, and prepare for adjustment by adding the architecture, the design of those systems, people, values, AI, etc. Make sure you have an offload list to codify and quantify that you actually are finding things that you can delegate, elevate. These are the things that we can automate. Make sure you're quantifying and making sure that those things are saving you time and creating the efficiencies, the effectiveness, and the trip and the statistical success by utilizing the triple A strategy. Lesson number three, reclaim your energy through leverage. Reclaim it with the triple A strategy. If you'd like the template for the triple A strategy, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number four, measure what matters. You can't measure what you're not intentional or purposeful about. Focus in on, pay attention to, and give intention to what matters to you. Not what matters to other people, not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what social media tells you is important, but focus your attention and intention on what matters to you and scale the creation of potential. But potential without measurement will create an illusion. If we do not define the divine, if we do not define the impact, we will drift like 98% of the people that roll boulders to the top of the hill just to have them roll back down to the bottom. Just like in Camus' The Stranger, the myth of Sisyphus, we drift into busyness disguised as productivity. Stop drifting. Stop confusing yourself. Stop disguising your busyness as productivity. Be grateful. Be productive. Be accessible. We can chase vanity metrics. How many followers do I have? How many likes, how many impressions, how much noise can I create? Or we can define the metrics tied to real outcomes, not followers, but leaders, not likes, but engagement, not impressions, but impact, not noise, but message. It's the revenue, the retention, the lives impacted, the meaningful growth that you desire in your divine direction that will measure what matters for you. When and what we measure determines what we become. When and what we measure determines what we become. When our metrics are aligned with our values, our work will compound. Our divine direction will be accomplished. Our discipline will be more than just activity and busyness. It will be devotional behavior that will accelerate, aggregate, and compound. We need to define these impact metrics as we analyze what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well in our divine direction, or better, in our meaning of our past. When we conduct reviews of the quantitative measurements of what matter, we could ask ourselves, did our activities, did our behaviors move this metric forward? Did it move it in a progression, not perfection? Did it protect us, promote us, love, and perfect us? Regardless of the evidence of today, we can quantify the outcomes as they occur in a measurement of progress by utilizing the behaviors and not allow the busyness, the activity, to be disguised as productivity. This allows us to adjust quickly if our actions and our outcomes are not aligned in the divine direction in which we want, according to the circumstances of the day and the non-negotiable behaviors that we are committed to for the long-term outcomes that we desire, like our health, our family, our faith, our finance, by utilizing the study of time and the study of productivity. We need to share our progress intentionally to create accountability by asking ourselves, what did I do? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this to myself? And what am I supposed to learn from it? And how am I participating in this perception of it? When we learn, we grow. Life is about lessons. The lessons keep on coming until we learn them. We will forget every lesson that we have access to, and we have the power to access every lesson that there ever was. We can quantify and measure what matters. If you would like the guide to accountability of measuring what matters, the template of that accountability of attraction, responsibility, and participation in perception, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 5, align with purpose and with our values. Success without alignment of values leads to interference, to dis-ease. A consistent, persistent pursuit of dis-ease will cause failure. People see this as burnout. People live in the comfort zone and can burn out, but they don't call it burnout. If all you do is live in the comfort zone, never challenging yourself, never learning, never testing, never developing, never strengthening yourself, you will live in a constrictive zone, a constrictive environment that will end up burning you out or end up at zero where you can't get out of bed. The same holds true if you live in the anxiety zone. More people understand burnout in the anxiety zone, but what is really occurring is if you stay in the anxiety zone, you're creating too much interference between you and your source of infinite energy, infinite intelligence, infinite intuition and inspiration. And it also is a constrictive environment, and it shrinks down to the point where you can't get out of bed and you want to kill yourself. When our work, when our activities, when our behavior reflects our values, we create sustainable momentum by enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of our own potential. Not what other people know, what I was missing, not what they don't have, not what social media wants for us, but rather we create sustainable momentum than short-term spikes. You see, the daily evidence have nothing to do with where you're going to be or better, other than telling you that you're protected, promoted, loved, and perfected, and you don't know what you don't know. A reminder that you're either humble or you're about to be. We have seen so many leaders achieve financial milestones, yet feel empty because they have a God-sized hole and that money doesn't fill the hole because their outcomes were attached to and their emotions were attached to and disconnected, interfering with, not guiding toward their deeper purpose. When we contrast that God-sized hole being filled with everything but God, when we contrast that with those whose businesses and service and mission are aligned with their divine direction, and the meaning of their past is aligned with their divine direction, energy flows where attention goes, and it will flow in an accelerated, aggregated manner, creating compound results of divine nature, or even better. When our impact metrics, discussed previously in lesson 4, echo, align with our values of gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration, effective communication, we create not balance, no such thing in the man-made construct limited by time. That would be an impossibility to balance a 24-hour period, a week, a month, or a year, or a lifetime. But we create harmony. Harmony reduces the interference. It reduces the internal friction, the external friction, and it increases the external influence and impact that we have. We need to elevate our awareness to why our current direction truly matters. So many people live their lives saying, I'll be happy when I make this amount of money. I'll be happy when this happens. I'll be happy when. But we need to understand for the sake of what, not I will be happy when. We need to identify whether our behaviors are a reflection, a reminder, and a remembrance of the divine and our stated values of how we're going to get there through gratitude, giving us the perspective to find light, love, and lessons, through forgiveness or empathy to find the ease that allows the flow to go, allowing accountability to teach us those lessons through being responsible, attracting and participating in a perception, and finally, to effectively communicate with your source, your God, to remind, remember, and recollect with your God, to be inspired, to live in spirit in the human experience. That's guaranteed a 24-hour period of time every day to live in alignment. Except for the last day, you'll be cheated. Let's make the adjustments to better align our behaviors with our purpose by using our values of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication. We can align our purpose and our values each and every day through the non-negotiables and negotiables of the 24 hours that were guaranteed, except for the last day of our lives. If you'd like those 4 values as a guidepost and create elements behind them, please just email me. I will send you Connected to Goodness, which is written about this alignment with purpose and values to manifest everything you desire in life and business. I will sign a copy, send it to you, pay for shipping and the book. Don't worry. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 6, integrate and act with courage. We must integrate and act with courage to establish true mastery. You see, true mastery is not just paying attention, not just focusing alone, not just leveraging alone. It's not just measuring alone. It's the integration of the focus, the leverage, and the measurement that creates the courage to get to where we want to be, to allow us to enjoy what we don't like or love about what we love, to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of our potential. It is the integration and the acts of courage that will get us to where we want to be or better. When we align our focus, when we scale, when we impact with intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing each and every day, we elevate from reaction to design, to design divine direction which includes aligning the meaning of our past in the integration of our acts of courage. When our tools fail, when our markets shift, reactive operators panic, they drift. Intentional operators adjust through lessons. They remain grounded in purpose, flexible like a palm tree in the wind, flexible in their execution, and resilient with adversity, because their purpose is greater than their pain. And if your purpose is greater than your pain, you will integrate and act with courage. By adopting new tools and architecture and systems and workflows, it may feel uncomfortable or risky. But to develop and grow, we require the mitigation and calculation of risk. We must know our timing and risk tolerance, so we will only be disappointed when we fail. We will not be resentful, guilty, or create interference between us and our inspiration. When we act with courage and intention, we are constantly growing, expanding to our potential, to our capacity. Helping to integrate and act with courage allows us to learn from the past and allow the meaning of the past to propel us, promote us, and protect us towards our future. Create a blueprint for yourself of intentionality, of what I'm going to do, say, think, feel, and believe. Be a student of your calendar as a blueprint of intentionality. Be a student of talent. Study the productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. See what you have planned, unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, negotiable, non-negotiable, scheduled, not scheduled, non-time, scheduled time. Focus in on all of the different blocks. Scale with the tools and the support that you need to automate, elevate, and delegate to integrate. Look at the impact and measure the metrics that we will own, and be intentional about what you do, say, think, and feel, and believe by being a student of your calendar. Ask yourself, for the sake of what, not I'll be happy when. Lesson number 6, integrate and act with courage. If you would like the template for student of the calendar, if you'd like to learn to be a student of the calendar, if you want to study, pay attention, and give intention to what coincides in your life, the coincidences that you want, then email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We need to work with purpose. Stop being so busy you forget to make money. Choose, number 1, the intention over busyness. Lesson number 2, block and focus. Distraction fractures our frequency. Lesson number 3, reclaim energy. Clear the interference, shorten the distance of resistance with wisdom and faith through leverage of the systems and peoples and the values and the AI that will compound your outcomes. Lesson number 4, measure what matters. Lesson number 5, align with purpose and values. And lesson number 6, integrate and act with courage. If you would like the guide from today or the templates that I mentioned for each of these lessons, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. And as we step back and reflect, remind, and remember, one truth becomes clear in the infinite, that our work, our behaviors is a mirror of our intention, of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, aligned with our divine direction and aligned with the meaning of our past. If our intention is scattered, dis-ease, and disrupted, our results will be scattered, dis-ease, and disrupted. If our intention is focused, aligned, and courageous, our results will not only accelerate, come faster, not only aggregate with more resources, but will compound exponentially, giving us even better. The tools we use, including AI, are not the source of our success. It is our clarity, our harmony, and our focus, our intention, that is. Technology built to make humans more human. Technology simply amplifies the signal that we choose to broadcast. It makes humans more human. It makes your skills more skillful, your knowledge more knowledgeable to wisdom, and your desire more desired. So the real question is not whether we can work harder. The question is whether we will work more intentionally with clarity, harmony, and joy, doing our best, learning lessons, and having fun. Because when we work with purpose, we do not just produce outcomes. We build a legacy by empowering others to empower others to empower others. It is not what you leave, it's what you empower other people to leave that will be your legacy. And our work becomes the reflection, the reminder, and the remembrance of who we choose to become. This has been the How to Work with Purpose training. The exercises, guides, and templates that were discussed today are all free. And book David, that means beloved, at D, my first initial, Meltzer means servant. David at dmeltzer.com. If you have order, don't do business with dicks. If you do order, don't do business with dicks. Please email me and let me know. I will send you my other books alongside to help you supplement that book as well. I'll sign them, send them to you, pay for shipping and those books. Just email me as well, David at dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, though, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.